I hardly heard her, I think. They carried on around me for an hour, respectful of my silence, washing the teacups without unnecessary clink, alphabetizing condolence cards while minimizing rustle, until I begged them, if they loved me, to go home. After they left, with tender drawn-out hugs that made me regret banishing them, I sat back down at the kitchen table and watched Little B playing in the garden with Batman. I suppose it had been reckless of us to abandon our home and spend the whole morning at a funeral. In our absence, some baddies of the worst stripe had occupied the laurel bush and now had to be flushed out with water pistols and bamboo canes. It seemed to be dangerous and painstaking work. First, Little B would creep up to the laurel on her hands and knees, with the hem of her oversized Hawaiian shirt dragging in the dirt. When she spotted a lurking baddie, she would jab at him with a yell, causing him to break out into the open. There my son was ready with the water pistol to deliver the coup de grace. I marveled at how quickly they had become a team. I wasn't sure I wanted them to be, but what was I to do? To stride out into the garden and say, "Little B, could you please stop making friends with my son?" My son would loudly demand an explanation, and it would be no use telling him that Little B wasn't on our side. Not now that she and he had killed so many of those baddies together. No, it wasn't going to work any more denying her, or denying what had happened in Africa. A memory can be banished, even indefinitely, deported from consciousness by the relentless everydayness of running a successful magazine, mothering a son, and burying a husband. A human being, though, is a different thing entirely. The existence of a Nigerian girl, alive and standing in one's own garden. Governments may deny such things or brush them off as statistical anomalies, but human beings cannot. I sat at the kitchen table and stared through suddenly wet eyes at the stump where my finger used to be. I realized that it was finally time to face up to what had happened on the beach. It should never have happened, of course, in the ordinary run of things. There are countries of the world and regions of one's own mind where it is unwise to travel. I have always thought so, and I have always struck myself as a sensible woman, independent of mind, but not recklessly so. I would love to have the same arm's-length relationship with foreign places that other sensible women seem to have.